It is Yao, your Ottawa webcast, and we had an invitation today to celebrate Nurses Week at the Queensway Carleton Hospital. Zoe, have you ever had the misfortune, I don't want to say misfortune, for lack of a better word, have you ever had to spend time in a hospital?
Yes. Yeah, there's been a few.
And I have too, broken bones, etc. But the longest stay I ever had in a hospital was a gallbladder issue, which infected my pancreas, which infected my liver, which made a whole mess of me. All this to say, for the week plus that I was in the hospital, the majority of the time, you spend it with nurses. They are the ones hands-on that you get to know that are doing the, you know, the everyday, taking care of you. It's so great just to be here and give them a coffee, give them a smile, play some Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars for them and make them smile. What was your experience in the hospital, if I can be so Snoopy McSnooperson?
Thankfully, I've never had to be, like, in a room and, like, tended to for multiple days. I've only spent, like, several hours in, like, emergency and stuff. But through the whole time, like, nurses are always coming up to you, checking on you.
Maybe. Exactly. Right from triage, right?
Right from triage, yeah. Like, everyone is so vital to the system, but especially the nurses. They keep all those wheels greased and going. So I'm so happy to be here and celebrating these fantastic individuals.
And really, is there, you know, it seems like such a simple thing. You know, it's a coffee in the morning, but who wouldn't love somebody buying you a coffee first thing in the morning? If you've ever rolled through a drive-thru and the person ahead of you buys you a coffee, your whole day is made.
That is exactly what I was thinking. Was like, if you've ever been in a Tim Hortons lineup and the person in front of you gets your drink, it sets your whole day off on just the best foot. And that's what we're here to do today for the nurses.
And there's nothing like walking into work, too, and you got tunes playing and, you know, people cheering for you as you walk up the stairs and go to work. There are worse ways to start your day. Anyway, thank you, Queensway Carleton Hospital, for having us here today. The podcast is originating bright and early in the morning. We were up around, what, 5 this morning?
Shh, don't tell, I guess.
And after a late night, too, because you and I were both out at No Forks Given last night.
Partying hard, No Forks Given.
Happy to do it, especially for the nurses. And that's what this week is. It's Nurses Week. Today, Nurses Day. At the Queensway Carleton Hospital, it's Yao, your Ottawa webcast.
Hi, I'm Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Forecast. After this morning's rain, we'll get more this afternoon. In fact, it will continue into the evening. Today's high is only 12 degrees. Tonight is partly cloudy with a low of 6 degrees. Tomorrow morning is mainly sunny, and the afternoon, well, catch me again tomorrow for Finn's Forecast. Back to Zoe and John. See ya!
It is Zoe and the Milkman Yao, your Ottawa webcast on location at a place that, I don't mean to brag, but I used to be on a first-name basis with everybody in the emergency room at Queensway Carleton Hospital. I hurt myself a lot in high school.
That checks out. That checks out for what I know about you.
And, of course, I was always given incredible care, as I'm sure you have been when you had to go to a hospital, by the nursing staff. And that is who we're celebrating today. Happy Nurses Week. I love people showing up to work. There's coffee inside for you. There's juice upstairs. There's fruits, vegetables. They even have some naughty things like little mini Oreos.
Oh, I saw you eyeing those. So thankfully we're outside and away from them.
I just can't believe that health professionals would eat something like that, Zoe.
Of course they would. Who doesn't love an Oreo?
So thank you to Kathy and all here at Queensway Carleton Hospital for inviting us in. It is wonderful. We got the tunes cranked up ordinarily. Right now we're just doing a quick little cut-in. But just to see everybody coming in, I had no idea that the Queensway Carleton Hospital was as big as it is. We're way at the back near the parking garage, which I didn't know existed.
Yeah, no, I honestly have never seen this side of the Queensway Carleton, but to hear that they have 900 nurses working to care for everyone that comes in the door is incredible. What a facility.
And I'd like to get some of the staff, some of the nurse managers, or lack of a better word, on here to talk about some of the different nursing practices that go on here. Because, of course, the obvious is, you know, I'm in a room, I'm being looked after by a nurse, but there are triage nurses, there are ER nurses, and so many others, and they're very specific disciplines as well. Nurses, they saved us through COVID, and, you know, there's still COVID around, of course, but this is a chance to finally, you know, just smile at each other without a mask on,
yep.
Have a coffee, have a juice, welcome them to work, have them dancing a little bit. It's Nurses Week with Zoe.
And the Milkman.
Yao, your Ottawa webcast. Zoe and the Milkman from Yow, your Ottawa webcast, making an Ottawa house call, Queensway Carleton Hospital. Ruth is here, and you are the co-chair of
the Nursing Week Committee at the Queensway Carleton Hospital.
So you are the organizer of this event. It's your, you know, doing and organizing of all of this that means that people coming into work today are getting coffee and juice, a high five, and a big old smile to say thank you.
I'm one of many organizers. Yes, I'm
fair.
Yeah, there's a whole team together who's working towards this, and we're very grateful for their help. And the hospital has been very supportive as well in wanting to appreciate nurses for all that they do and recognize them for all of their hard work and dedication.
Now, nursing, there's so many different disciplines when it comes to nursing. Walk us through some of the different areas of nursing that take place in the Queensway Carleton Hospital.
Sure, yeah. We actually are putting forth quite the effort this year to try to recognize everyone. We obviously have a huge emergency team, which hopefully people have come in touch with at some point. We serve a huge area here in the West End. And so our emergency nurses are a fabulous crew. There's a ton of them because it's a pretty busy department. And we have RNs and RPNs both in that department and throughout the hospital, really. And once your journey continues here at the hospital, there are many other units you could end up on. So we have inpatient units for medicine, surgery, and we also have an acute care of the elderly unit, specifically geared towards our geriatric population. We have an inpatient rehab facility and a transition to home program that's aiming towards getting people who have been inpatients back towards home or towards their retirement homes or long-term care facilities. We also have a big outpatient department that serves a huge population as well, and that's to do with our stick clinic, that's soft skin and soft tissue clinic.
You might stick?
Yes, we call it the stick clinic, yes, skin and soft.
I love that. Yeah. I think hockey. It makes me happy.
There you go. And they also have a bunch of other clinics down there, COPD clinic, heart failure clinic, a bunch of clinics downstairs. We also have a massive mental health department, both inpatient and outpatient, which is, as we all know, becoming more and more of a going concern in our community. So,
can we talk about the mental health unit? Because that's near and dear to my heart.
Absolutely.
Any hospital in this city, and correct me if I'm wrong, any hospital in this city, including the Queensway Carleton Hospital, has in the emergency department the ability to take care of a mental health crisis immediately. If you are undergoing a mental health crisis, make yourself, you know, present at the emergency room, tell them that you're having a mental health crisis, and they take it real serious, and they are amazing people. I've been through that process, and I can never say thank you enough.
Yes, absolutely. Please, if you're in any type of crisis, present yourself to the emergency department. And as you mentioned, they'll be able to direct you to the right resources and provide immediate care to make sure that we can stabilize you and get you what you need, for sure.
Ruth is one of the chairs here for the nursing...
Nursing Week Committee, yeah.
And she's also very good at keeping me in line. And Zoe's just sort of standing over there going, yeah, you go, Ruth.
Yes.
Normally Zoe's job. Thank you for having us. And happy Nurses Week.
Thank you so much for coming to celebrate with us.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Seek out and connect with people who inspire you through their own achievements. Engage in conversations with them if you can to learn about their experiences and gather advice. Their journeys can provide a roadmap and the encouragement needed to venture beyond your usual boundaries. Maintain these relationships to continually gain new perspectives and ongoing support. This can also look like following someone inspiring on social media. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
Zoe and the Milkman, it is Yao, your Ottawa webcast, Queensway Carleton Hospital. Thank you again for getting up so early to do this.
Good morning, everyone.
Yvonne has joined us, and you are the Vice President of...
Patient care. And the chief nurse.
And the chief nurse.
At Queensway.
Yeah, so, I mean, you do nothing around here, I'm sure, right?
Pretty much, no.
Twiddle your thumbs all day.
Yes, yes.
So, does that mean that every nurse on staff then, ultimately, you are looking after their employee, their day here at the hospital?
So, I help lead the professional practice of our nurses, both registered nurses and registered practical nurses and nurse practitioners.
That sounds very involved. Now, are you also a practicing nurse, or are you doing admin full-time now?
So I'm a registered nurse by background for the past, Oh dear, 36 years. And I no longer practice at the bedside, but my job is to support our front line and enable them to provide amazing patient care. So I have 100% administrative duties.
This hospital has grown so much. I grew up in the West End. I'm now an East End guy, and it really is astonishing to me that in the years that I've been away from the West End, just how much this has grown. How much has this hospital grown in the last 10, 15 years?
We've added some buildings over the years, but in the past 3 years during the pandemic, we actually added over 90 beds to our facility, including an off-site transitional care unit. So we now have two sites, and we're going to be expanding again. Queensway Carleton sits and is really the only hospital in the West End of Ottawa. So we're serving almost 500,000 people. So we're looking to expand our Emerge, double the size of Emerge. We saw over 83,000 visits last year in our emergency department.
83,000.
83,000. And we're also going to be looking at building another 90 beds. So that is something we're working with the province on, and we're going to be looking how we can better serve our community.
It is Nurses Week. There are so many things I'm sure that you are proud of, especially from an admin side. If you had to pick one thing that you are most especially proud of at this hospital, what would it be?
It's the quality of care that we provide our patients every single day. We have an amazing team here. They're dedicated to providing that amazing patient care. We receive so many kudos talking about compassion, talking about caring, and that is something that makes me extremely proud. Extremely proud to be a nurse and extremely proud of our team here at Queensway.
The emotion, I don't know if you could hear it. I'm sure you could hear it, but just to see Yvonne, you're so sincere when you say that too. You're such a proud person of the team. And this is just a little way. I love just witnessing this, don't you, Zoe? Just the people coming into work in the morning, surprised by a free coffee and a banana and an orange and just a little treat. And, we're playing some music and just, good morning. And just, because we appreciate you, nurses. You've been through the hospital, care. I've been through the hospital care. And just what Yvonne just said right now, these are special, special people. And when you're in the hospital, that's who you're dealing with day in and day out.
Yeah, I honestly couldn't say that this is like anything better that we could do to show our appreciation for the system and the nurses here. And absolutely every time the quality of care is top notch. So I'm really happy we're here today.
Me too. Me too. Thank you so much for having us here at the Queensway Carleton Hospital.
Thank you for coming and helping us celebrate.
There are very few people we will get out of bed this early in the morning to celebrate, but you're top of the list.
Amazing. We can't wait for you to come next year.
I will set my alarm now.
You walked right into that one.
Yvonne, Queensway Carleton Hospital. It's Zoe and the Milkman Yao, your Ottawa webcast, live on location. It is Zoe and the Milkman Yao, your Ottawa webcast, making a house call. Before we get to Queensway Carleton Hospital CEO, Dr. Andrew Falconer, I just want to thank you, Zoe, because you have been the best cheerleader on this Nurses' Day in this cold, cold wind, holding a microphone, but like encouraging the nurses to come in this door because upstairs there's coffee and there's fruit and, breakfast for them. And that's the celebration that we're part of here at Queensway Carleton Hospital today. So just thank you for being such a great cheerleader and toughing it out in this cold today.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a great thing to be here and do, and it makes it very easy for me to promote something like this. So
I am so blessed with you. Dr. Falconer, you are the CEO of the hospital, but I understand you started actually as an emergency room physician.
That's right. I started in 1987 here at Queensway Carleton as an emerge physician. And when you're an emergency physician, you're in constant contact with nursing. You work hand in hand with nursing every day with every patient. And I truly learned that the great importance that nursing plays in the experience that a patient has at the hospital. There are other areas in the hospital where physicians don't have such close interaction with nursing, but as an emerge physician, I really worked right beside them for 30 years. So
I think any of us who have spent any amount of time in the hospital, I've said this earlier on the broadcast, you spend most of your time with nurses. They're the ones who are in checking on you constantly, making notes so that the doctors come in and, can check the notes. It makes being, what doctors do much more efficient, I would imagine.
Oh, absolutely. And what I'm really proud of at Queensway Carleton is the the high level of professionalism that our nursing staff show. Even during the pandemic, when we were all getting beat up pretty bad and stress was very, very high, you know, our nurses are such professionals that provide such expertise at the bedside, but as importantly, they provide such compassion and empathy to all of our patients and to their families. They really do make the experience for our patients quite exceptional here at Queensway Carleton Hospital.
How much of a challenge was that, navigating through COVID, because unknown territory? And I mean, we all heard, you know, the anger from the public, the confusion, et cetera. And I would imagine in your position as the CEO of a hospital, you know, kind of what I just talked about with Zoe, you need to be a champion for your staff and you need to be really a cheerleader. That must have been, I mean, obviously it's part of the job, but that's what the spotlight would have been on, I think, for a long time. What were you most proud of, you know, when you look back through that particular period of our history, the COVID history? What were you most proud of, or are you most proud of?
So during the pandemic, we experienced about 10 or 11 waves of pandemic. And during each wave, there was a huge stress put on the nursing staff, in fact, the entire staff of the hospital. And we saw early retirements after each wave. So as the pandemic went on, our workforce was depleted to the point where we had about 15% vacancy and a fairly high voluntary turnover rate. So it was really hard to see our staff under such pressure and under such duress and so demoralized and almost and burnt out at one point during the pandemic. But after the Omicron wave almost 2 years ago now, you know, that's when things were really rock bottom. We really did have a large shortage, and we had a lot of patients in the hospital with very acute illnesses. So really tough time, but we basically went back out to our staff and we asked them, okay, what do we need to do to make this the place you want to work? And it came down to things like their schedules. Like, why don't we let them decide what their schedules are going to look like? You know, things that would really help them achieve work-life balance. And I can really feel over the last couple of years in particular that our culture has come back, you know, that culture of collaboration and respect and, you know, really truly wanting to come to work every day and do the best job we can for our patients and their families.
Just being here this morning, I would say, and Zoe, you probably agree, that's quite palatable, actually. There's an enthusiastic, you know, vibe about this, and there's smiles on faces this morning, which is really great.
Yeah, and I think a lot of places cannot say that about their employees walking in the door. So
I can name a place or two. Yeah.
Right? So I honestly, it's wonderful to see, and the collaboration is so important. I think that's basically what a lot of employees ask of their employers, is just talk with us, like ask what we need, and we'll give you everything we got, so...
Yeah, and kudos to you for being open to that and having those conversations, because, that matters. In any workplace, that matters.
Yeah, and as soon as you walk in the door, at the front door, you're greeted by volunteers who just start your journey with that open, friendly, helpful, help to navigate the hallways of the hospital. And I hear feedback from the community every week that from the registration clerk to the dietitian to the cleaner to the doctors to the nurses, you know, you're treated like a human being here at the hospital, not just a number or a widget in an assembly line. You really are treated with that compassion and empathy that that our community deserves.
Well, we've been treated exceptionally well here, so thank you very much for having us. Dr. Falconer is the CEO of the Queensway Carleton Hospital. It is Nurses Week. Most importantly, today, the Queensway Carleton Hospital, it is Nurses Day, and we've been welcoming the nursing staff during shift change in with free coffee this morning, breakfast, etc. So, and they've already said they want us back next year, so that's a yes from us. So thank you, Queensway Carleton Hospital. It's Zoe and the Milkman, Yao, your Ottawa webcast, making a house call, the Queensway Carleton Hospital. Zoe and I got to meet some exceptional people today and see some exceptional work being done, and it means the world for us to receive an invitation like that, to be part of something like that. Nurses Day, part of Nurses Week. Thank you again to Kathy and all at Queensway Carleton Hospital for having us out. They've already extended an invitation for next year, and we've already said yes. That's what we want to do, is be part of your community. If you would love to have us live on location, do get
get in touch. We're at 613-604-6464, yowshow.ca. That's yowshow.ca. Bit of a different show for you today. We understand that. We're back to our normal shenanigans tomorrow.
If you like what you heard, please spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.